It's good to see everyone here today. Happy Sabbath. I know there's more than a few people out there. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful to hear. And we're glad that we're here together. And those that are listening to us by Skype or watching us by the webcast, we'd like to welcome you in joining us in the United Church of God, Indianapolis. Today, I would like to begin in telling you a short story. When our son Carmen was in high school, he truly enjoyed different forms of art. He enjoyed drawing and sketching, painting, and his favorite was molding clay. So, let me check to make sure this is working. Well, we're going to sing, crown him. There we go. Okay. Thank you, Michael. As we can see, clay, a lump of clay. Well, as I mentioned, Carmen, he'd come home and ask us how to improve his skill. Our answer was a simple one. Carmen, work the clay. Work the clay. See it in your mind. Feel it in your heart through your hands. And it will become what you would like it to be. So Carmen would work the clay. He'd work the clay. He'd work the clay. He would come home and continue to ask, is this shaping into a form that I like? Why does the form and the pattern keep changing, Mom? Dad? We would sit him down and explain to Carmen that there are many influences, many, that assist shaping the clay into what you would like it to be. The type of clay it is, the speed of the wheel, how you're applying the pressure with your hands are so important. Every little aspect is very important in working that clay. I emphasize to my son, Carmen, as my dad told me to do many times, see it in your mind. Feel it in your heart through your hands. With time, you will receive the results you're aiming to achieve. Jane and me have come to realize that we have been given also clay. 5 pieces of clay. Our children, early on in life, learning how to assist them in their wonderful lives that God has given them. Using our mind, using our heart, and the Spirit of God by His guiding hands. God has blessed us, as you all know, with children and 7 grandchildren and 1 on the way, which is a miracle. But you know what else? Do you know what else? God has blessed us with you, with each one of you. Over to my left, a nice young man, Winston. We have a young man, David, in the back. And we have another young man, known as Don, but I keep forgetting his last name. Let us understand that God's will and God's way will be done if we continually stay moldable. In the book of Jeremiah, we learn that he, Jeremiah, received the voice of God. And he tried to proclaim as much as possible God's word. And so, if we were to turn to Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6, and I'm going to collectively put it together so you don't have to read 1 through 6 with me, but that is, if you want to write it down, Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. And Jeremiah was blessed in the manner that God opened his mind to hear his voice. And God said, and I will quote now from Scripture, God said to Jeremiah, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words." Hear my words. So Jeremiah went down to the potter's house, and he watched the potter spin the wheel, mold the clay, the vessel that he thought would be good. And, as Scripture tells us, he reworked that vessel because it wasn't always pleasing in his sight. But he worked it until he felt that it was good in his sight. Do you know what happened? When the word of God came to Jeremiah next, in verse 6, God said to Jeremiah, "Can I not do with you as the potter has done, declared the Lord? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand." As God continually molds and shapes every one of us. Yes, we are pieces of clay in God's hands, but God works his hands in and on you in many ways. And let me repeat that, because that is one of the key points, or the key point today, that I want you to understand. God works his hands in and on you in many ways. Now, I have three thoughts that I like to share with you about God's will and God's ways. Thought one, we, as being God's family members, receive his touch. Again, whose touch? God's touch, not man's touch, God's touch. And we can receive this from our immediate family, our mom, our dad, our brother, our sister. They can be a vessel of God. As my wife and I tried and are continually trying to help our son Carmen and our four daughters and seven grandchildren and over the number that are called in God's church, whether it be here during the holy day, at the feast sites, whenever we get together, because that time is precious. That time, we don't know how long it will be. But God is shaping each and every one of us with his hands. Have you given a thought that God can work directly and indirectly with each one of us? God has a place of each of us in his family. You have been given a special purpose in God's family. Now, I like to read a scripture what most of you know by heart. I can recite it by heart, but I want you to listen to it more thoroughly. It's Proverbs 27:17. It states simply this: iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of a friend. That is astounding. But you know what my Bible said after that, in parenthesis? A worthy purpose. A worthy purpose. We have been given a worthy purpose. What are you doing with the clay God has given you? Thought two. Your actions and reactions to the different age groups that you share time with on the Sabbath and the rest of the week. You see, God has given each of us different tools. It may be the way you do something, and I will get into that, but we must stay moldable for God. So let us read another scripture. Isaiah 64:8, another one that we know. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hands. Have you gotten the point? Whose hands? God's hands. Do your best to stay pliable at all times so that you can be used as God sees fit. Thought three. As we interact with each other, let us reinforce God's word by the way we live and display what God is, agape love. Agape love. That may be a smile that you give to someone. It may be a hug that you give to someone. Or maybe it may be a kiss on the side of the cheek, or much, much more. We have been given a gift. We've been baptized with this tremendous blessing, receiving God's Holy Spirit. But with that, brethren, with that family, there comes a responsibility, a big responsibility, is we need to learn to live each day by God's commandments, allowing God's hands to mold us as he desires. Let me read again. And this morning, as I was reviewing and praying, I said, okay, I'll do it again. So I'm going to read Isaiah 64:8 again. And I'm going to put a little emphasis on some of the words a little more. Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the products of your labor. Brethren, think of this. each day. Each day. The book of Joshua 1:5. I like to break into the middle of that scripture. God told Joshua the following. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Let's see a glimpse of what God can do with his piece of clay. Notice, with just a glimpse of this clay, how we first started out as a raw, unshaped mold, and how this vessel now is being shaped. Notice the curves, the colors, the design. And you know, God is still working with that vase. He's not finished. Nor is he finished with us at any time. God will continually work with you now and into the future. You have eternity to spend with God. God the Father and our older brother Jesus Christ, if we stay pliable. God's works, his hands in and on you in many ways, brethren. And today, I ask, as every day, may God bless you all openly. Shabbat Shalom.